from the reports that we have from the Kenya Airports Authority is that actually no such a thing happened as barring the Prime Minister from using the VIP lodge. That what actually happened was that he was not allowed to drive his convoy into the air side, which is really a security issue, and you know, it's a restricted area. So that has been clarified by KAA, and we are hoping that indeed it never took place, because that would be very unfortunate, because Raila Odinga, being the former Prime Minister, obviously enjoys VIP status just by having served in that capacity. And therefore, I wouldn't expect that he would have been humiliated to the point of being stopped or barred from using the VIP lounge. But what we have, the official information that we have from Kenya Airports Authority, is that the issue was about the cars driving into the airside, inside the airport, which is a restricted area. So I think we are blowing it out of proportion both ways. If really anybody did that, it is unfortunate and it will be condemned. But then the clarification that we have, and that's the official position, is that the former Prime Minister is free to use the VIP lounge. He enjoys those status. It's not a privilege. You know, it's not really any favor anybody would be doing him. It is just what is in law and practice in the country, and just good sense would demand that he's availed those facilities.
What privileges, in terms of using the country's airports, does Kenya give to former leaders of the country in this case?
I think the law that would be useful in this case would be the Immigration Act 2012, which really gives diplomatic privileges to personalities like the former Prime Minister, the former Vice President, and their wives, their spouses, and therefore I don't really think there is any individual preference for anyone. It is just what I believe the Immigration Act 2012 recommends, and diplomatic status, VIP treatment are prescribed within that act, that former Prime Minister, former Vice President, and others who have been described in that act would enjoy those privileges. I may not be able to say all of them, but in respect to the issue in question, I think then it would have been wrong. It would be against that law if the former Prime Minister was to be barred. But we have received information, the official position from Kenya Airports Authority, that it never happened. What happened was that the convoy was barred from driving right inside the airport as it used to be when he was the Prime Minister. He's no longer the Prime Minister, so that's understandable. But the VIP status remains.
How are Kenyans reacting to this, and how best do you think the government can calm down tension, especially when senior officials of the opposition are demanding an apology, an unqualified apology from the government?
I think it would be wrong to politicize the matter, first of all. The cabinet secretary in charge of foreign affairs did clarify that the honorable former prime minister has access to the VIP lounge at the airport and in all local airports in the country. What the issue was probably the clarification that he can no longer be driven inside the airport. He cannot access the airside the way he used to be when he was a prime minister. And I think that is clear and it's understandable. I think there is an attempt by some politicians to make capital out of it, political capital, and I don't think it is useful to try and look like some people in the government are out to embarrass the prime minister. Indeed, if an individual ever did that, or an officer at the airport, that should be dealt with at that level, and I think investigations have been put in place. But the cabinet secretary in charge of foreign affairs did clarify The other thing is about, of course, the protocols that go with the travel arrangements of our VIP, like the former prime minister, that you can't just zoom into the airport. We need, somebody to give that information in advance so that the arrangements can be made and it can be accorded the right treatment that he deserves.
Did you say that an investigation has been launched to really get to the bottom of this?
Oh, yes. There's investigation because what happened is when we got the report, actually, we thought it actually happened. Then KAA sent an official communique that it was not barred from accessing the VIP lounge. And today was traveling and was allowed to use the lounge. So you just kind of want to check whether indeed an officer was not informed, an officer who could have acted on individual capacity might have disrespected the former prime minister. And that is a matter of disciplinary procedures within the Kenya Airports Authority management itself. But the official position of the government is that the former prime minister enjoys VIP status, and he continues to be a statesman and a respected person, and it's unnecessary for anyone. No one would want to subject him to that kind of mistreatment. As far as I'm concerned, even the top leadership of the country, including the president himself, have shown that really we want to move forward. There were differences over elections that has been settled and want to move forward. And I don't think it would have any political benefit to anybody to embarrass the former prime minister. I think the politicians who are commending could be blowing out of proportion for relevance. And I think that's unfortunate, really. It's unfortunate. We just need to clarify that he will continue to give those status, and therefore the matter should just end there. If anybody disrespected him, the normal procedures, disciplinary procedures, will be taken within the KAA.
Was it the Kenyan government or the Immigration Service that launched the investigation?
And that is within the Kenya Airport Authority.
Oh, okay, the Kenya Airport Authority. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay, good.
Because, as I said, it could be one officer who acted out of tune or out of turn, and that needs to be checked just within what exactly transpired. Okay. But in respect to the official position, we have received information from the airport authority that is not the official position. Nobody should bar him. And actually, as a matter of fact, today he was assisted. He was given the VIP treatment and the access.